This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're visiting with Dr. Adam Singleton, a facial plastic surgeon located in Chevy Chase, Maryland, who will discuss blepharoplasty, most commonly referred to as eyelid less. Dr. Singleton, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks very much for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, you bet, and great to have you out, and thanks for your time. Tell us, what can patients expect from recovery when it comes to blepharoplasty procedures and, you know, looking at the length of time, comfort level, those kind of things?
Sure. Recovery after blepharoplasty is actually very comfortable. There's minimal discomfort usually that patients experience after the procedure, and most of my patients actually don't require any pain medicine. They're very comfortable afterwards. There will sometimes be some swelling in the surgical area that needs that will take about a week to 2 weeks to resolve, but that's usually very minimal. And in very rare circumstances, there can be just a little bit of bruising, but that usually resolves on its own within a week or two, and with a little bit of makeup is pretty much non-existent. We do put some sutures in during the procedure, and those sutures are usually removed around 5 to 7 days after the procedure. And after 5 to 7 days, there's almost no noticeable indication that a procedure has been performed.
And of course, anyone considering this procedure would be concerned about possible complications. Are there complications to consider before treatment?
Well, with any surgical procedure, there can be complications that arise. Bleeding in the surgical area is something that we always want to be cognizant of. During the procedure, I take my time to seal up any little blood vessels that might look like they could cause a problem in the future. And probably 99.9% of my patients' procedures, bleeding is not a problem. Anytime you make an incision on the skin as well, too, infection could potentially be a possibility. Bacteria that live on our skin normally can seep underneath the incision lines and cause problems in the future. But during the procedure, I cleanse the wound copiously. I use a sterile technique, and I prescribe antibiotics to my patients after surgery to ward off any sort of infections after the procedure. One thing that my patients need to be cognizant of with any sort of eyelid procedure is that the swelling in the eyes can make the eyes feel a little dry afterwards. So in a patient who has had a history of dry eyes or is taking any medications for their eyes being dry, that's something that's important to discuss prior to any sort of procedure and something that we would keep an eye on afterwards to make sure that the eyes don't dry out afterwards. Other than that, the blepharoplasty is a very straightforward and simple procedure, and my patients do fantastic with it afterwards.
And certainly some good news there. Today we are speaking with, briefly, Dr. Adam Singleton, a facial plastic surgeon located in Chevy Chase, Maryland, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, another question, can insurance cover the procedure?
Insurance can actually cover this procedure in certain circumstances. Mainly when there's excess skin above the eyelid that drops down low enough to restrict a patient's vision, that's when we can discuss actually having the insurance cover this. And they would cover the entirety of the procedure as well, too, as well as any anesthesia and facility costs. What's required prior to any sort of procedure for insurance-paid blepharoplasty is a detailed ophthalmologic exam, and that would be just to document any visual field disturbances or restrictions that the patient may have. A detailed set of photographs is obtained as well, too, by me prior to any sort of insurance-based procedure. But the good news is that with certain circumstances, insurance can actually cover this procedure. It's one of the very few procedures that I perform that can be covered by insurance.
Fantastic, and really good to know that as well. Now, lastly, in terms of a cosmetic result, what can patients expect long-term? How much younger will they look? And also, will scars be visible?
That's a good question. After the majority of the swelling subsides, usually within a week or two, the final results will become apparent for my patients. Patients will definitely notice a smoother contour to their upper lid with absent loose skin and bulging tissue. Sometimes patients can have just a little bit of fat protruding out that makes a bulge above the eyelids. And during this surgery, I smooth out these little protrusions and remove that excess skin to create a nice, smooth contour. On average, I'd say my patients say their eyes look about 10 years younger after the procedure. And an important thing to remember with this type of procedure is that it doesn't stop the clock on aging, but it definitely resets the clock for my patients. And my patients love it. Scarring is minimal afterwards. The incision that I create is hidden actually in a fold that we all have above our eyelids. And after the scar is completely healed, it's almost impossible to see.
Dr. Singleton, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today. Really appreciate the information shared here today covering blepharoplasty. If listeners wanted to get more information on your practice there in Maryland and also be in touch, where's the best place online to get these details?
My practice website is capital F as in Frank, P as in Paul, S as in Sarah, surgery.com, capital FPS. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook as well, too, capital Facial Plastic Surgery for both of those. And I look forward to meeting any prospective patients in the future and talking to them about blepharoplasties, eyelid lifts, or any other procedures they might be interested in.
That certainly works. Again, Dr. Singleton, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And you're always welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Adam Singleton, a facial plastic surgeon located in Chevy Chase, Maryland. And for further details, visit capitalfps.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.